We'd like to thank our friends at PwC for their support, partnership, and collaboration in making Retail Gets Real. Learn more about how PwC helps retailers at pwc.com.
What I think we're discovering is that because we live in such an omni world now, that it's actually channelless. So a sale may not begin online, may not begin in mobile, may not begin in a store or end in any of the which. But it's a combination of all those experiences, and how do we make it a seamless journey?
I'm Bill Thorne from the National Retail Federation, and this is Retail Gets Real, where we talk about retail's most fascinating leaders about the industry that impacts everyone, everywhere, every day. Today, I'm turning over the microphone to my friend and colleague, Jen Overstreet, to chat with someone who's helping to reshape the customer experience for a new generation of shoppers.
Thank you, Bill. Today, we're lucky to be sitting down with Chris Silver, Director of Global Retail Strategy and International for Urban, which includes the brands Urban Outfitters, Anthropologie, and Free People, to chat a little bit more about the challenge of keeping customers engaged in what's becoming now a channelless world. Today, I'm happy to be joined by Chris Stewart to co-host this episode. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you so much.
And welcome. Oh, we have two Chrises.
It's going to get confusing.
Yes. And welcome, Chris. How are you doing?
Very good. Very good.
Great.
It's been a popular morning.
Yes. Well, we wanted to just get things started by talking a little bit about you and your career journey. Tell us about how you landed where you're at Urban.
Sure. So I started in IT on the consulting field, working for some Microsoft partners. And it's a funny story, actually. Ended up doing a favor for a friend, went into Urban Outfitters, had a great conversation with John Devine, and ended up landing in Urban as a career choice. He gave me the title of innovation engineer.
Oh, that's a cool title.
Yeah, no, it was very cool. That was big deciding point there. And then my job was basically to make it where college students coming in, how do we make it as easy as possible and seamless as possible for them to come into the working world? So that was the main job there. Then eventually graduated into taking over support, then Windows infrastructure and communications. And then John asked me to take over retail. So taking over retail, started getting into associate productivity, working with the brand teams, partnering with them to really understand, you know, what challenges can we solve, taking over point of sale, how can we engage with the customer, making it where it's not a point of sale anymore, that it's a hub for them to kind of do more customer service, and what can we do in less time, really focusing on the associates. So that's been my passion for the last little bit. And now it's working with the brands on a clienteling strategy and a customer engagement strategy, rather than a selling strategy.
So you're kind of developing tools that help the associates develop and maintain those connections with the customers?
Yeah, because what I think we're discovering is that because we live in such an omni world now, that it's actually channelless. So a sale may not begin online, may not begin in mobile, may not begin in a store or end in any of the which. But it's a combination of all those experiences, and how do we make it a seamless journey? So most of my time is spent with the brands, journey mapping and understanding exactly, you know, who the customer is, how do we want to engage with them? How are we currently engaging with them? What are the challenges that our amazing associates and stylists have on a daily basis? And how can we reach a better level of customer service of how they want to engage? So it's been, you know, it's been an interesting journey that we've been doing.
It's cool to hear you talk about it that way, because you know, a few years ago, we'd talk about omnichannel and everybody would roll their eyes and say, oh, the word omnichannel. But it's channelless is an interesting way to think about
yeah.
it, because, you know, consumers don't think about
channels.
No,
and they want that seamless experience. Right. It's like, hey, I was home, or I was not driving while looking at
yeah.
the phone. But, hey, I saw this. I've had this in my cart. Can you just go in my cart and see what, you know, do you have it in stock? Can I try it on? Oh, I'll buy it later. Take it home. They want more information readily available. Mobile devices with loyalty programs and people using wallets now. So it's this mishmash of experiences that when they go into the store, they expect all of it to culminate there. And an associate should know everything about me to help me and guide a personalized experience in the store, just as we work towards guiding a personalized experience online for them. So even more so because you can't restart a browser. So it's more so, I think it comes to a culmination in the store. And that's why we make it a pivotal point to make sure that the associate has the tools they need to engage with the customer the way that the customer wants to be engaged with.
Was there a lot of feedback from the associates? Did you go directly to them and bring them in like early in the process? Let's have a conversation.
They are fantastic. They have been doing an amazing work with clienteling without a lot of tools present. And I think engaging with them and understanding what their challenges are on a daily basis and understanding how they want to work with the customers and actually understanding how they're doing it today is extremely interesting and is actually kind of food for thought as we take it back. Because I think any project that comes up, we always think, well, what does this do for her? What does it do for the business? What does it do for the associate? And it has to fit within our culture. It has to fit within the brand message and the brand goals. So it's always interesting to do that research, go out to the field, understand exactly how they're working with it now. And then it's real exciting to kind of bring them opportunities.
Yeah. It sounds like it's almost come full circle. You said when you first started, it was all about making it as easy as possible for the college student to come in and be able
to. Well, even, I guess, you know, the result of point of sale, it's always, you know, here's where the point of sale is. It's how fast can I get a transaction through? And it's almost not that anymore, depending on, you know, the brand that it is. There's obviously commodity brands that, yeah, it is in and out real quick. But what we're seeing is that they want a more engaged experience. They want a more personalized experience. They want to know about different product. They want to engage with the stylist because they can really help them out. You know, they're being smarter with their money, which is fantastic. And it's putting the stylist in an excellent position that they're really skilled to do, which is they want to talk fashion and they shouldn't be worried about the IT in the background. You know, it should kind of complement the experience for them.
So your job is really to help the stylist, the store employees help serve the customer, or are you a little bit more of the customer-facing person too?
No, I work on the customer-facing systems, mm-hmm. but my real passion is kind of working with the people who help the customers. They're much better at it than I don't think I can put a patterned outfit together as well as they can. They're so much better at it.
So talk a little bit about some of the solutions that you're coming up with, and not even just urban, but just some of the things that you're seeing now to help that store experience kind of come to life and make it easier for the consumer.
So I think some of the guiding trends of what I'm seeing in just walking around the show here has been really about clienteling. It seems like it's really that two-way interaction. It seems like there's a lot of artificial intelligence being brought up and how can it exactly fit within the life cycle or the journey that the customer takes. So I think that's big. I think one of the pieces is a lot of the brands have apps, you know, they have apps in store. I think it's understanding the role of an app and what's the value to the customer for them to actually download the app, use the app, and actually go into it. Whereas you now have the wallet, you have these different things. So really it's like what above value service are we adding for them to go in and actually engage with us? And I think that leads conversations into loyalty programs and different things like that. So it's been an interesting kind of journey.
You know, there's a challenge, right? Because screens are a divider, right? So if I'm sitting here and I'm talking to someone and I have my laptop open in between us, that's a kind of like an emotional barrier, right? A physical emotional barrier between us. And so I think I can see where there's a challenge with giving associates technology to help make them more efficient, but making sure that it's enhancing that person-to-person, face-to-face connection and not detracting from it. And how are you...
Yeah, like not technology for technology's sake or like
right,
a fun,
and it's
shiny
not,
toy.
When I come into a store and I say to an associate, I'm looking for this, and the associate immediately pulls up a tablet and they're not looking at me anymore. Now they're looking at the screen. And so...
And I think that's where customer service comes to, you know, the forefront, because you have IT where we can do anything. We do anything on any device. There's so much capability that we have we can give them. But it doesn't mean we should do it. Right. And then there's customer service. And obviously that one-to-one conversation and how do they take them through and how do they do it? I think that's the art. That's that's the show. That's the performance that they're doing to assist the customer. So it's a blend of how best do we work with customer service to provide them a tool that doesn't inhibit but helps complement. So I think that's a conversation. It's different for every brand. No one can really say, hey, this is it. This is how we want to do it. But it should complement the experience, not kind of be an inhibitor to it.
Yeah. Can you give us any idea of like some blue sky thinking about like what do you think that isn't happening right now that you think maybe customers would like to see or associates would like to see that, you know, if the technology was limitless, like how could you see it?
Well, I think personally, the technology's there that, you know, on their mobile phone, they can interact with an associate, a lot of things are capable with it. I think giving that value for them to go in and actually use it is another thing. But then also that barrier, that mental barrier of, you know, do I trust this thing? Do I want to get notifications? Do I want to get my location turned on? Do I want, you know, people to know about it? Do I want Bluetooth turned on so we can do different things? And I think that's another barrier that is more of a lifestyle barrier. So I think it's like once it goes above and beyond, I think that's what will really help us kind of open it up. I think a lot of retailers, and I just see it because, you know, you can walk in and just see the in-store mode. When you walk around just New York here, you can go in and just see like in-store mode. But, you know, what's the real value of that? You know, or is it just kind of fluff? You know, so I think once retailers figure that out and get over the hump of, you know, okay, the customer now wants to engage. Well, what value are we putting into that? And then how can we, you know, help levitate the experience for them? You know, what are we offering?
What would be your advice for retailers, you know, being in your position, a leader as you are, like, how do you measure the value versus just, how do you avoid chasing that shiny object? How do you make sure that there's value in what you're building for your consumer?
Well, I think a lot of times people are, well, especially in IT in general, you know, across the board, you know, there's, you know, the bright shiny thing. It's the new toy. You know, oh, this is great. We can do this. We should do this. You know, but I think we need to work with the brands. We need to work with the customer and understand what the median is. What's the blend of, hey, this is a great new shiny tool, but also does it really enhance the experience and should we do it? So it's, that's a cultural question. And, you know, me as an IT guy, I'm always like a techie where I, what I think isn't necessary and probably shouldn't be kind of done because I'm more open and trusting of the technology. Whereas I think it's a customer service question is, does the customer really want that? And is that adding to the experience or is it taking away, actually? So I think there's a lot of examples of that where tech comes out and then gets pulled back right away just because it should be done, you know, I think it's different.
Yeah. So you were saying, speaking of in-store, Anthropologie and Urban have self-checkout now. And so that was in response to what you were seeing that customers really wanted, or was that based on what you were hearing from associates, or what was the process behind that?
It was a different way of interacting with the customer. So it came upon from our founder, Dick Hain, kind of bringing up, you know, he wanted to explore different checkout methods just because of, you know, the way the industry was moving, you know, can that be something? So we explored it and it actually was fantastically successful in both Urban and Anthropologie. And we are moving forward with it in more stores. I was actually extremely surprised myself at how well Anthropologie customers really kind of took to it because I figured, you know, with the price point and they really enjoy interacting with the associates, I thought that would be a inhibitor. But it turned out that they like it even more. So it was really interesting to kind of see that take off. So it's been really interesting to see the customer kind of react to it. And it's very different customers as well between Urban and Anthropologie. So it's been an interesting kind of journey watching it.
Are you seeing more and more customers are picking up and going the self-checkout route rather than the traditional POS route, or is it kind of still being split down the middle?
It depends, really. But it's, and we're not kind of, just looking at it, it's not like one type of customer. It's not, it's all over the board. I think it's just ease. You know, it's a simple way to do it. You know, we made it extremely, you know, easy, straightforward. But it was really interesting to see the customers react to it and take on so nicely to it.
Is it self-checkout through the app or is it
no,
like when I'm at a grocery store and there's just
self-checkout kiosks that we did, yeah.
That's really cool. And it also, you know, that's kind of neat because you think about what you want a sales associate there for. You know, you're saying they have expertise in styling and it allows them to use their expertise. And
what's nice is it's giving them more time to actually work with the customers.
Yeah.
So the customers are actually getting more attention because we have self-checkout in. And the associates are getting more time to spend with them, kind of helping them out, you know, curating their look. So it's been really successful.
Cool. What other kinds of in-store technology are you guys exploring?
So I think it's really questions for the our stylists and our in-home designers that we're kind of looking to do. Because that's where we see, or it's where I see it at least, where retail's kind of going. Because it's that seamless channel. It's that seamless experience that they want. So going with the stylists and associates that work with the customers the most, we can really help elevate the experience and the that they have with the brand.
You said in-home stylists, so you've got, they're literally making house calls?
Home design. Sorry, our home designers where you can go in and furniture is a big push for us right now. It's fantastic pieces.
Are you guys looking at, I don't know if you can tell me this, are you looking at VR and AR and things like that to help people?
So actually in our Anthropologie app, we were one of the first ones to do AR. So you can actually take an Anthropologie couch and put it right in your house. You can see how it looks. We were one of the first ones with Apple to kind of get that launched.
And are you constantly tinkering with it still and seeing how you can kind of update it? Or is it, okay, well, this is working and let's see what else we can do?
Well, I tell you what, it was pretty interesting when AR first came out because I think people were a little bit hesitant to do it. But then the Pokemon game came out where people were kind of using AR and that kind of bridged the gap. And now all of a sudden, now it's okay to do. Now it's great. Now let's see, you know, our furniture in your house and, you know, it's a better curated, personalized experience for them. So we're looking to kind of expand a lot of that.
Well, I was just kind of wondering, you know, anthropology and urban, you know, it's this, you know, are you guys looking at other parts of retail, other, you know, verticals within retail? Are you looking at grocery? Do you ever kind of look at other business models within the industry to see where you can, what you can pick up from them?
Well, I think what's interesting is part of the Anthropologie group is, you know, Beholden, our wedding brand, and Terrain, our really luxury, unique outdoor products. That's fantastic. So we've been experimenting with these large kind of format stores that also have, we own some restaurants as well with our Terrain cafes, and it's becoming a real lifestyle kind of centered experience, and they're gorgeous, these stores. So you can go in there and it's, you'll see a wedding section, you can see a Terrain section, you can see our home section, and it's a mix of stylists between our design center and our personal styling program. So it's a really, really curated experiences in there that's kind of like a wonderland. When people go in, you always see them Instagramming shots from all over the store.
It's so interesting because, and I think that you guys have, Urban almost has the corner of the market on that beautiful in-store, in-person experience. And you want to be in that store, and I want to be surrounded by all those things. And so that's difficult to replicate online.
Our store design teams, our personal stylists, the visual merchandisers, we are very, very lucky to have some of the best in the industry to do it. Some of these stores that you walk into, the new ones especially, it's like walking into a wonderland. They're mystical kind of places. You walk in and, you know, you can't help but just take a picture kind of, right. And it's all around you and it changes constantly. And yeah, it's really, really interesting because I think that's what sets it aside. And also no store is the same. So because they have personalized experiences, you can go into one in Chicago, another one in New York, another one in Florida, and they have completely different experiences.
And you've trained your customers mm-hmm. to expect that personalized experience yeah. and to expect that. And then when they are trying to shop from their mobile or they're trying to browse on their, you know, laptop or whatever, and that must be a challenge too.
Well, which is great because their expectation of us is so high, which is why we want the stylists to have that same expectation of IT in general, that when we give them tools to help assist the customer, you know, we really think of it as the paramount experience. You don't get a second chance with that. Yeah.
It's starting to become very clear that you have a very, very cool job.
Like, yeah, I'm very lucky. It's very cool. Oh, it is. It's a lot of fun every day. Different. Every day is different.
What excites you most about where the retail industry is right now?
I think the time is kind of perfect for the new engaging with the customer. I think she's ready for it. Apps are out. The technology's here. I think she wants to be engaged. You know, I think she's more intelligent about where she wants to spend her money. And she wants an experience with it. She wants something unique. She wants something where she knows she's getting value. And I think because she wants value, she wants that experience, she wants that personalized approach, I think that's the wonderful world that I live in now, because now I get to reach into my tool bag and say, okay, how do you want to engage? How does she want to be engaged with? Does she want to be engaged with, or is there a different method that we want to engage them with? And all the technology is finally coming like full circle, where the experience from online to mobile to the in-store and then back again as well is coming to fruition all around. So I think it's a really, really wonderful time.
And for a tech guy, it's a great time,
It's
too.
A great time,
You get
yeah.
to make things happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's a lot of fun, especially working with them. Just kind of understanding, you know, what their approaches are and just hearing it, because it's so different than, I guess, you know, the techie world in the back. You get to actually hear it firsthand. It's really nice.
All right. Well, we are almost out of time. But before we go, we have one more segment, and it is called Rapid Fire.
One of our favorite segments on Retail Gets Real is Rapid Fire, thanks to our sponsor, PwC.
So for this segment, Chris, we're going to ask you a few questions, and you should just answer with what pops into your head.
Uh-oh.
Don't think about it too hard. Answer quickly. Are you ready?
Sure.
Chris, start us off.
What superpower would you like to have?
Flight.
Ooh, good one. Who was your childhood hero?
I like Ben Franklin.
Oh, nice. Chris?
What is your pet peeve?
Rapid fire questions.
Okay, what was the last thing you geeked out over?
I am such a nerd with, I love art, I love wine. Just kind of geeking out over that. Like, I think I like things that kind of make you feel. So the experience kind of thing. So I love geeking out on like art and wine. It's fantastic.
Would you rather have a year without weekends or a year without your cell phone?
Oh, this is bad. I'm going to say a year without weekends. I hate to say it. Everyone's all over the place. You needed to talk to your family and
You're
friends.
You're being very honest. Yes.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
All right.
I feel bad for saying that. Yeah.
Okay, I got one. What's the movie you quote the most?
That's a good one.
Oh. I used to. Kid like Caddyshack or Office Space. Like, yeah. Used to quote them a lot, but I don't really do it too much anymore.
Chris, last one.
How do you unwind after a busy work day?
So I like to play indoor tennis. So that's been fun. So I do that. I shoot pool. Just hang out with friends, really.
Right. Well, thank you for joining us, Chris. And thank you all for listening to another episode of Retail Gets Real. We'll post more information about the topics we discussed today on our website, retailgetsreal.com, where you can also find links to other episodes. Chris, before we go, if someone wants to find out more about Urban, where should they go?
urbn.com. We post all new jobs there, and that's where everything is. Other than that, you can visit urbanoutfitters.com, anthropology.com, and freepeople.com.
Wonderful. Thanks for listening. If you like Retail Gets Real, please tell your colleagues about the show or give us a rating on your podcast app. Thank you, Chris, also for joining us.
My pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Great. See you next time.